Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In the city of Corinth, there is a temple called Aphrodite. You remember we studied this at the beginning of the book of study of the book of Corinthians. And in that city was the temple of Aphrodite. And then there was, history tells us, there were over 1,000 priestesses, women priests, who was in that temple. And they weren't there to burn incense and offerings to Aphrodite. They were there as temple prostitutes. I won't get into all that because we already had that study. And what they would do, they would work themselves up and ecstatic utterances and all kinds of, and of course a lot of that's demon possessed. I won't get into all that, but that's why later on in this chapter he says don't let the women speak in tongues. We're going to get into that in a little bit, because they were beginning to do that even in the church at Corinth. And so it was a thing that the women started to get involved in, and that was not of God. So what Paul is saying, he said that when I do pray in tongues or whatever, he said I pray that it would be understood, even myself. Can you imagine speaking something you don't know what you're saying? That's what he's saying. And I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. The whole thought is here, it's going to be understood, not just by the hearers, but also by me, whatever I do. And if I can't understand it, because obviously if you speak in an unknown tongue, there's an interpreter, and you would understand what you just said. If you can't, it's not of God, and it's of no value. Verse number 16, else, another example. When thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned, in other words, they have no idea what you're saying, say amen? I love that. Let me finish the verse. At the giving of thy thanks, seeing he understand not what thou sayest. I love the thought here. He's saying, matter of fact, I have no, that's a great question. Paul asks, that whole sentence is a question. When he says, how can someone say amen? And we know what the word amen means. Truly, truly. Or like the lady somebody mentioned, had a priest who watches our Sunday school lessons and watches our worship online, on archives and all. And he remembers that lady who was from Alabama. Remember, sat right there. Christy. And who was that preacher he mentioned? He texted me a few weeks ago about, I bet you miss that woman, because always she said, that's right, preacher. Matter of fact, somebody made, where's it at? It's gone. But remember, somebody made a sign that had amen on the other side, and the other side said, that's right, preacher. That's what the word amen means. Truly, truly, that's right, preacher, amen. I agree with you. Well, that's what Paul's saying. How can somebody that blesses, that gives thanks, or says something, by the way, the word blesses, eulogize, to speak well of someone, how can somebody say, amen, that's right, when they don't understand what they said or what you prayed? You cannot agree with something that you don't understand. Let me repeat that. You cannot agree with anything that you do not understand. Remember last week I mentioned in class kind of about using big, fancy that people can't understand. Y'all remember that? That's why I'm so careful when I'm in the pulpit not to use big, fancy words. Now, when you're outside the pulpit and you're teaching, that's a different subject. But when you're, y'all remember the illustration? This will remind you about my illustration. When Archie and them was getting ordained, I told Jill that we're going to ask her questions. Remember how the people are up here and the wives are up here? We're going to ask you about sublapsarianism or infralapsarianism. That's the terms of Calvinism and all. I won't get into all that. But those are terms I wouldn't use in a message. What in the world? They don't understand them words. That's why we have to be so careful as preachers, as missionaries, in certain settings, that we don't get too big for our britches. That we have to speak words that people can understand, that even a child can understand. Jesus used the words light, darkness, bread, water. Just simple illustrations that everybody could understand the old, that even the smallest and even the most unintelligent, let me put it that way, unintelligent person could understand what's being said. Turn that into what Paul is saying here. What does it value anybody if you speak and they have no idea what you're talking about? It's of no value. And that's the whole concept of what he's talking about here. Verse number 17. For if thou verily give thanks well, hey, that's well. But the other is not edified. In other words, the person giving thanks, you may, for yourself, you may feel good about it, but it ain't helping nobody. The other person have no idea what you're saying. Are you following what he's saying? Then I love this. I thank my God that I speak with tongues more than ye all. Now, Paul was not bragging. He was just stating a fact. You have to keep in context, Paul was a missionary to the Gentiles. Paul would be able to travel to foreign lands, and he was able to speak their language. He did not have to go to language school to learn that language. I went to language school, me and Latrice, when we went to Kenya, Africa. Wouldn't it have been nice if the tongues was still in vogue today? And you wouldn't have to go to language. You would not have to learn the language. Paul didn't have language school back then. That's why he could speak with other tongues. God gave him the gift if he was with what other, he called them barbarians, which was an unknown language. Whatever place he was in, if God gave him that gift, he was able to share the gospel. And that's what he said. Listen, I thank God I could do that because God endowed me with this gift. And again, he wasn't bragging. When he said, I speak more than you all. All right, verse number 19. Yet in church, I love this. I heard an amen when I read this verse. Yet in the assembly, when we're together, I'd rather speak five words with understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brothers and sisters, that is an awesome. Paul would rather speak only five words that you could understand than 10,000 words that you could not understand. Now, this is something I did a little bit of research again this week, that back then they didn't have the terms million, billion, trillion, quadrillion, Godzillion, whatever those big numbers. And I looked that up under like Wikipedia or whatever. What do you call those numbers? Million, billion. I actually Googled. Don't Google it. Wait till you get home. Don't pull your phones out. I did this. What do you call million, billion, trillion, quadrillion, zillion, whatever? What do you call those numbers? What do you think, according to Google or Wikipedia, whoever pulled up what it says, that category, what do you call them? Anybody want to guess? No. It says large numbers. How simple can... I thought it'd be some kind of a word. They don't even have a word for it. Large numbers. So back, quit looking at your phones. I see a couple of you do. Wait till you get home, okay? I'm just kidding. All right, but it says large numbers. Back then, 1,000 was the largest. They didn't have a million. They didn't have a billion. They didn't have a trillion. Who would have thought our deficit would be anyway? It was unknown to them. So that's why somebody said 10,000. That was an astronomical number. And who said infinity or infinite? That was a thought.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.